Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program presented for Share International on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the ageless wisdom teachings and the highly evolved teachers called the Masters of Wisdom, who inspire us to live in good relationship to each other and the Earth, our planetary home. We're fortunate to be here in this time of transition between the ages of Pisces and Aquarius, as these separative waves move out of our mode of living and the structures to create justice and peace are ushered in. To accomplish this long-awaited task, the teachers tell us that by learning to share resources among the nations, we will transform society towards oneness, trust, and harmony. To help us accomplish this, the Masters inspire us in many fields: science, art, politics, and economics. The teaching covers all aspects of the art of living, including our connection with our brothers from other planets and their efforts to teach us how to live in right relationship as planetary and solar system citizens.
Good morning, everyone. Today we have excerpts from the Ageless Wisdom's teachings, particularly those pertinent to the current world situation. Under normal circumstances, Maitreya and the Masters observe world events and plan at intervals of 50 years. However, as the Piscean and Aquarian ages overlap and the world struggles to find balance, they are back in the world and working among us, inspiring us to make changes in areas such as poverty, climate change, education, and evolutionary advancement. We hope you find our program interesting.
The first quote is from a book by Benjamin Graham called The Great Approach. The political and economic transformation which will be initiated as a result of Maitreya's and the Master's presence will free humanity from age-old inhibitions and limitations and galvanize it into a great leap forward in consciousness. Conscious, meaningful living will replace the present confusion, doubt, and fear. A confident, courageous willingness to explore both inner and outer worlds will supplant the present weakening cynicism and make possible the evolutionary advance I have sought to describe, the emergence of a new and better civilization and of a new and better humanity. This next quote is from the book The Reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom. They, the Masters, are releasing energy of one kind or another into the world all the time. They are the custodians of these energies and release them in a scientific way, the changes in the evolution of the world. We respond to them well or badly, and our civilizations and our life in every respect are the outcome of our response. These energies make us what we are. We are making the new world. They are forming the Aquarian Age. We are, at this moment, through our response to them, intuiting, feeling our way towards, apprehending the kind of structures, the kind of civilization which the new age will exhibit.
And the next excerpt is from Maitreya's Mission, Volume 2, by Maitreya's associate. Nations around the world have been filled with this new energy, and more people are responding to it, becoming more aware, realizing a new livingness, and becoming free. When the energy of equilibrium is brought into play, nothing is immune from the transformations which take place. All these changes are creating awareness, and people have decided that enough is enough. They have a right to be free and to enjoy life. They no longer want to be conditioned by politics, religion, or commercialization. It is the younger generation which is experiencing the effects of this new energy, and this gives them the strength to change the old systems which have imprisoned people. Today, the voice of realism is found among the young, free as they are from ideology, philosophy, and theory. They are realistic about life and meet it as it comes. Now, the next excerpt is from message number 104 from Maitreya, and it's published in Share International, April 2015. On all sides, there is evidence that the old order is crumbling. Ancient hatreds divide the peoples, and lawlessness abounds. But everywhere there are signs that a new spirit is awakening in man, a new sense of responsibility and a renewed reverence for life in all its forms. Many are the manifestations of this new beauty. Many and marvelous are the visions of the future opening up before mankind. Man stands as yet at the threshold, only of a new beginning, yet already the signs of progress are there for those who have eyes to see. Similarly, smilingly and similarly, turn your gaze on the future. Laughingly, turn your back on the past. Gratefully receive the blessing of God's love and create anew the plan. Make haste to follow. Make haste to recognize. Triumphantly teach and know the joy of service. My love goes with you all.
And this next excerpt is from an article by Benjamin Krem's master titled The New Life. When the great Lord shows his face, men will know that the time for change has come, the time to make amends, to heal old wounds, to rectify the past, to light the lamp of the future, and to close the door on evil, to cleanse and purify the structures, to welcome bravely the new, to walk unfamiliar paths. They will know that there is no turning back from the future, a future which will reveal to them the meaning of their existence and the nature and purpose of God. And here's another excerpt from one of Maitreya's messages. My coming will transform this world, but the major work of restoration must be done by you. I am the architect only of the plan. You, my friends and brothers, are the willing builders of the shining temple of truth. And another excerpt from one of Maitreya's messages. Many times have you heard me say that my coming means change. Specifically, the greatest change will be in the hearts and minds of men. For my return among you is a sign that men are ready to receive new life. That new life for men do I bring in abundance. On all the planes this life will flow, reaching the hearts and souls and bodies of men, bringing them nearer to the source of life itself. And another one from Benjamin Krem from a book called The Awakening of Humanity. Maitreya's coming is about world change, change in our understanding of the needs of the planet, the ecological balance, the change in our economic systems so that all people are fed and cared for properly, change in relationships between people everywhere. The true understanding that humanity is one will show the absolute necessity for this profound transformation. It is the making of a new world.
And now I have an article from Benjamin Krem, The Ageless Wisdom Teaching. This world is in process of change. It is going through a temporary period of extreme trouble and violence and manifested hatreds. But new energies are pouring into the planet all the time, particularly a great energy from a cosmic avatar called the Spirit of Peace or Equilibrium. This avatar works precisely with the law of action and reaction, which we call the law of karma. Under this law, action and reaction are opposite and equal. Out of the present violence and discord, hatred and turbulence, we will enter an era of tranquility and peace, mental and emotional poise, and an established harmony, which will transform the whole world in an exact proportion to the discord and disharmony of today. Now I have a little quote from Benjamin Krem's master, and from To Serve Anew. Changes, unequaled in extent, will engage men's minds and hearts. Naught but the finest of the past will prevail against the onslaught of the new. Daily, the transformations will be recorded for men to compare and admire. A new world will be constructed in the blazing light of the day. All will, in their way, participate. Each will add his vision and contribute to the whole. And lastly, I have from Benjamin Krem's Master Again, entitled The Path to the Future. When our faces are seen, you will see also the beginning time of changes which will transform the world. Not all at once will the changes take place, but soon the first firm blows for justice and freedom will be struck, gathering momentum as the months and years flash by. In time, all will be renewed and the peoples of the world will breathe a cleaner and saner air.
So the next quote is from the book The Art of Cooperation by Benjamin Krem. Sharing the world's resources will restore sanity to the world. It will make life happier for most people. Some people in the beginning may feel lost through a simplification of life and loss of choice. But under the influence of the masters and the spiritual and mental transformation, the loss of tension and stress, which will accrue from sharing, we will create a world in which people will appreciate life even more and find it beautiful. Every day, the media will put out information on the progress of sharing and what effect it is having. The entire world will be kept involved. And here's an excerpt from one of Maitreya's messages. All goes well, augurs well for the future. My plans proceed apace and galvanize mankind. Wherever you may look in the world today, you will find change. From top to bottom, the fabric of the old and decaying order is rent. From this, we can derive much satisfaction, for despite the pain involved in this process, a new and better world emerges. Therefore, my friends, take comfort from this fact and look to the future with hope.
And now I have an excerpt from Benjamin Krem's book, Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3. If we knew the scientific, educational and religious endeavour of the coming age, we would say, how can we possibly bring humanity as we are now to that stage? But if you think about it, we take for granted ideas and concepts which 150 years ago would have been unthinkable, would never have entered the mind of any but the most advanced thinker. Everything that we know and think and talk about today is relatively new, and so it is with the new age concepts, ideas, and relationships. The next 150 years will see a transformation in these departments which would stagger the imagination of anyone living today. When you come into incarnation at that time, you will find a changed world, not just changed in the outer sense, politically and economically, but in the sense that humanity will already have reached the stage where vast numbers are consciously creating the antakarana, the bridge between the personality and the soul. This will become the ideal for every individual. So deeply will the scientific idea of connectedness go with the Christ and the masters in the world, teaching along these lines. All these ideas which seem so abstract today will become powerfully anchored on the physical plane.
This next excerpt is from an article titled Change Towards Unity by Benjamin Krem's Master. Today, it is the people who are ahead of their leaders and are voicing aloud their understandings and needs. In country after country, the voice of the people is becoming more focused and distinct. Millions are now educated and sure of their needs, peace, work, and hope for their future. A growing sense of unity, too, is beginning to inform their expectations and demands. They know they are not alone in the world, but have millions of brothers and sisters everywhere with the same problems and needs. In this way, even if unaware of his presence and teachings, they are responding to Maitreya's energy and influence and building the framework of the future. And this from Maitreya. My aim is to spread abroad my net to the widest horizon, to draw to me all those in whom my light shines, that through them I may work. This cast can include you, my friends, for I need all who share with me the desire to serve the world. Take upon yourselves the task of succour and share my burden. Share with me, my friends, in a great work, nothing less than the transformation of this world.
Right, now I have an excerpt from an article entitled A New Era Dawns by Benjamin Creme's Master. Clearly, many hands will be needed in the creation of the new society. Many are the tasks to be performed. Many are the adjustments which must be made. All who wish to serve will hear the call to service ringing in their hearts, and from the heart will they respond. The united voice of the people of all lands calling for justice and sharing will set up an invocation which nothing can resist. Thus will the world be transformed. Thus gradually will the new forms be created, the new relationships forged, a new and happier era dawn for humanity under the guidance of the Christ and the Masters. And now a little quote from message number 74 from Maitreya. Much that is loved must go. Cling not to the old forms. Much will depend on man's ability to renounce these outworn structures and to create a new and simpler world. Remember this. Forget not that I come to change all things. And now the last one I'm reading at this moment is from the book The Awakening of Humanity by Benjamin Creme. Maitreya will talk about the needs of the world, the fact of the starving millions, a blasphemy in men's minds and midst. As the Master calls it, he will show that problem to be the first priority, awaiting a renewed and regenerated humanity. He will show that without addressing the problem of hunger and starvation in the midst of plenty, we will never take one step forward in the demonstration of the divinity of which he is giving people a sense, perhaps for the first time. As we are listening, we will feel ourselves to be divine. We will know ourselves to be quite different from what we thought. We will remember our childhood feelings. The Master puts it so beautifully. Each singly and solemnly alone will know that for time, the purpose and meaning of their lives will experience anew the grace of childhood, the purity of aspiration cleansed of self.
Now for another excerpt from one of Maitreya's messages. Where then are the obstacles? These, my friends, are man-made. The denial of the law, the separation of man from man, child from loving child. When men see this, the world will breathe and glow anew. Make it your task, then, to teach the law of sharing, of justice and truth. Help men to realize that without justice and manifested love, all else is as naught. And here we have another message from Maitreya. My promise stands. I shall reveal to you the nature of yourselves and God. I shall show you that for all men life is blessed. I shall create among you a pool of love from whose waters all may quench their thirst. My heart shall speak for your heart, my tongue for yours. The leaders and the people will respond, and all shall be made anew.
Well, that's the end of our program for today. And if you require further information, you can write to us at PO Box 34491 Birkenhead, or you can go on our website, share-international.org. I hope you've enjoyed our program, and thank you for listening. Love and blessings all.